Madam Chair and colleagues, thank you for the opportunity to address this forum. I'm Edward Gregg, Deputy Mayor of Balsan, a small city of less than 5,000 residents located in the middle of the Maltese Islands, situated in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. During the last local elections in Malta earlier this year, youth participation saw notable improvements with over 100 young people elected. More than 20% of the elected councillors. This increase highlights the growing presence of young individuals in the Maltese politics, particularly after lowering the voting age to 16. The government continues to promote youth involvement by advocating for young people to take on leadership roles such as mayors and deputy mayors. Youths play a crucial role in shaping the future of politics, and this is no different in Balsan and across Malta. As the next generation of leaders, our active participation in political processes is essential to ensure that the policies being developed today reflect the needs of tomorrow. In Malta, young people are increasingly stepping up to address issues like climate change, education reform, mental health, and digital transformation, topics that deeply impact our future. In Balsan, as well as other small cities in Malta and Gozo, youth engagement in local councils and civil society is vital. By getting involved at grassroots level, young individuals can influence decisions that directly affect our neighborhoods. We bring fresh perspective, innovative ideas, and a unique understanding of modern challenges. However, we often face various barriers too. It is most important to create more opportunities for youths to engage in political discussions and decision-making processes. Youth councils, political parties, voluntary organizations, and NGOs should actively work to involve young people in dialogues that shape both local and national policy. By empowering youths in Balsan and across Malta and Gozo, we ensure that our energy and ideas contribute to a more inclusive, dynamic, and forward-thinking political landscape. Thank you.